We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the Guilty as Charged podcast, coming to you live on a Tuesday evening. It is 6.04 p.m. We are hoping that news breaks during the show, but ultimately we'll see what happens today. Harbaugh watch, obviously, in full swing this morning. I don't know about you, Tyler, but every time I had a little break at work today, I was refreshing Twitter, messaging people about what was going on, and it sounds like that was the consensus for most of us today. So yeah, hopefully we're reaching the end of the coaching search, but I guess we'll see what happens here in the next little bit. So Tyler, what's up, man? How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good, dude. A lot to talk about. There's just so much out there right now. Chatter on the internet, chatter in our direct messages, and all sorts of things going on. Can't help but just be a bit excited. My principal now asks me every day, hey, what's going on with the Chargers? And are they any news coming out soon? And I'm like, I don't really know, but we'll see. It would have been nice to drop it live. We'll stream for 40-ish minutes. And if it pops, hey, great. You know, I think the last time we were live when news broke was Sebastian Joseph Day. I don't know if that means anything good or bad if Harbaugh news drops, but yeah, exciting times. Even if it doesn't happen today, if it doesn't happen tomorrow, I really do feel like this thing is happening. I think we're all getting that sense at this point. It feels about as done of a deal as J.C. Jackson to the Chargers, when it was almost like, wow, there are so many people reporting this, yet the Chargers never leak anything. This is what it feels like. It's just the worst kept secret since they let Brandon Staley go. And so I think it's going to happen, but I'll wait because I've seen a literal tweet from Adam Schefter that said that Brian Daboll was the head coach in 2021. So I will wait like another hour and then I'll celebrate when we see it.
Yeah, there's definitely some, you know, emotional hedging going on because of what happened the last coaching search. You know, we were obviously very invested in the Brian Daboll thing. You know, Brandon Staley we had in our rankings, but he was kind of, you know, he was like this year's Brian Callahan for us, I feel like, you know, somebody that was on the radar, but not like, you know, a front runner. So we'll see what happens here. There's a ton of smoke about everything. We do have a topic that we want to cover today, you know, regarding the future of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. We'll see if we get into that how much today. but just to like get everything out there, I usually have my phone on silent while we record. Today I have it on, so if anything breaks, we'll see what happens. So just so everybody is clear, if you're not paying attention, I think most of you in here live are definitely paying attention, but for our audio audience or anything like that, Jim Harbaugh was in the building today, doing another meeting. I don't believe it was an interview. I believe it was described as a meeting by Adam Schefter. And my understanding that it was more about like the details of everything that Harbaugh wants, the Chargers want, everything like that. We had some potential coaching staff additions tweeted out by Mr. Aaron Wilson. So like Tyler said, there's a ton of smoke here. It feels like to me from the outside looking in and based off of some things that I've been hearing from within the building as well as around, you know, the Twitterverse, it sounds like this is like right at the finish line. And there's just some really things like that the Chargers need to, you know, iron out the details with Jim Harbaugh before it ultimately gets signed. There is an interview with the Atlanta Falcons looming tomorrow. I don't know if that's going to happen. Last time the Chargers had other interviews, Brandon Staley had other interviews, and Brandon Staley came in for a second meeting, and the Chargers and Brandon Staley decided that they could not allow each other to leave the building, that they had to get things done that day. I don't know if Jim Harbaugh is still in the building, but that could certainly happen again. So that's kind of where we're at. He was in the building today. I'm pretty confident that he was at least there for like 4 or 5 hours. I'm not sure if he's still there, but I know he was there for quite a while. There were rumors that his wife was with him. Other family members were with him. So this is like coming down the stretch. I wish that we could be breaking this news right now. But it feels like this is going to happen and things just have to be kind of ironed out right now and, you know, get across the finish line. Sign the dotted line, cross the T's, dot the I's, all that good stuff.
Yeah, and I wonder how much the Chargers would be working with Harbaugh on all of this. You know, when do they find out? When do you start preparing graphics? When do you start getting all the behind stuff cut up, that sort of thing? Like,
yeah,
I think that that also plays a part in it. I do think that my guess now, if he's still there, it'll drop, I think, at any point. But if he's left, and that's totally fine, I do think that he does the thing where he goes to the Falcons, hears them out. Hey, Michigan, what is the last thing you could offer here? But I think he ends up with the Chargers. Like, I do think that maybe he'll do his just last little bit. Maybe it squeezes out another little bit of the Chargers or whatever. But I just think it's a done deal at this point. It almost seems like other teams know. Like, there hasn't been this aggressive NFL-wide push, really, for Jim Harbaugh. It's been like, oh, shit, the Chargers want him? All right, we'll go find somebody else. They're not saying that other candidates are bad, but, like, it really felt like the NFL knew that if it was not Michigan, then it would be Chargers. And it seems like it's not Michigan. They're for Chargers. So it'll get done. Would be nice in the next 35 minutes. Done. But if not, all good. But if it doesn't get live done on the stream live, he'll drop to my number two candidate. No, I'm kidding. It'll get done. It'll take however much time. It feels like Nick's mentioning like the Minnesota interview in the chat. It feels like this is the most serious, really, even two NFL teams have been, like the I'm including the Falcons here as like the other contender. The most serious other teams, the NFL teams have been about Harbaugh. And vice versa, Harbaugh going to the NFL. So like this is happening. So unless the Falcons go, hey, would you like to own the stadium and, you know, every firstborn child for the next 10 generations or whatever. Other than that, I think that the Chargers got this one. So I'm excited.
Yeah, there was a great point earlier from Super LT 101. You know, the Chargers, I was listening to SportsCenter on Sunday, and Jeremy Fowler reported that the Chargers were going to do a second round of interviews, and it was going to be 4 to 6 candidates. And so I was like, okay, like that makes sense. You know, Albert Breer has kind of pointed out the Chargers are trying to do the Harbaugh thing and be in on the Harbaugh thing while also like having some contingency plans in case Harbaugh decides to go back to Michigan or whatever the case may be. And so I was like, okay, so doing more interviews, that makes sense. We messaged about like the guys that they could potentially have in for second interviews, but nothing has come up about that. The Chargers have not had any other second interview leak. It's been only Harbaugh right now. And to your point, you know, the Falcons are doing a second interview. There's a lot going on in Atlanta right now that's like very interesting from like an NFL perspective, because they were reportedly like all in on Bill Belichick. Now they're like, they interviewed Bobby Slowick and they loved Bobby Slowick, and so maybe that could happen. But it doesn't sound like the Harbaugh interest is really like legitimate in Atlanta. And I could see why, like, that would be the piece that he would use as leverage, because, hey, like, I could go to Atlanta, I could draft my guy JJ McCarthy at pick number 8, and then we can just kind of, you know, be ready to rock at Atlanta. But it's never really felt like he's super interested in Atlanta. That's kind of my read on it. You know, there's been like interviews and things. There's been an interview, but with the Chargers, it's like, hey, like, we're talking about coaching staff, we're talking about strength and conditioning coach, we're talking about you know, the new facility. Like, Adam Schefter is talking about, like, you know, him bringing sports science and investing in sports science on the Dan Patrick Show. So it really does feel like it's the Chargers or Michigan. So if you're the Chargers, like, out of respect, I could see you letting him go back to Michigan, saying, this is my offer from the Chargers. This is what the Chargers are willing to do for me. What are you willing to do for me? Like, one last little pitch. But if you're the Chargers, I think letting him go interview in Atlanta is a bad move. I don't think you want Atlanta to have another chance at it. So for me, I think out of respect, you can let him talk to Michigan, but this should not, he should not leave California is what I'm trying to say. Like, this is a deal that needs to get done. So we'll see what happens.
I'm not as worried. Like, not that saying these things are all real, but has there been a single Jim Harbaugh really wants to coach the Falcons article or anything out there? I mean, it's
no.
I have at it, you know, feel free. I don't really think that it matters as much if he goes to the Falcons tomorrow, and it could just be out of courtesy. Like, hey man, you guys really did push like crazy for me, you know, I'll listen, but not gonna officially take it. So I just, we're waiting at this point. It's a waiting game. However long it takes, we'll be here. I'll take it. I mean, geez, another week of waiting for what could be a decade of dominance. No problem. I can do that.
Yeah. For what it's worth, Colin Cowherd just tweeted out 2 minutes ago and said, quote, mobility, replacing fragility, creating stability, the announcements still to be, busy night. And he's been all over the Harbaugh stuff. I don't know if that's related to Harbaugh, but he's been all over the Harbaugh stuff. So we'll see.
Is he practicing his like haikus? Hold on. Let me, Colin Cowherd. I got to read that. That was a whole, that was a whole
Colin thing. He loves to be interesting on Twitter.
Mobility, replacing fragility, creating stability. The announcements still to be, busy night. Mobility is a weird one. Okay. Yeah, super cryptic.
Yeah.
Creating stability.
Also, Charlie Sinclair points out, this is a great point by him. Again, I gave him a shout out last time. Charlie's been all over the Harbaugh watch from the jump. He said, I think it's worth pointing out that it hasn't been reported the second meeting today has been completed. I don't know if we would get a tweet from the team, because it was reported as like a meeting, not an interview, from Schefter. But I think his point it is well taken. I think it is important to point out that this meeting theoretically could still be going on right now.
Have the Falcons done a second interview? Or has another team done a second interview that has, they've said like, yes, this meeting that is not as much an interview, but now like a second meeting is completed. Did Bill Belichick get that for the Falcons?
Let me see.
Just curious, you know, if that's not, if you conclude the first interview,
they did. Yeah. They tweeted an hour ago that they completed a second interview with Raheem Morris, for example. Let's see. Did they do one for? They interviewed Ben Johnson like super late at night.
He didn't. I thought he ran out of time for them. or something, which is hilarious.
Yeah, so they also did a second, they tweeted out a second interview for Bill Belichick. They did do that.
Okay.
But yeah, so Ben Johnson had six interviews on Friday and Saturday and then ran out of time. So he was able to sneak in the interview like Sunday night after they beat the Buccaneers. And that's when they did the interview. Pretty crazy. The NFL interview process, like, I know we all want this to be done quickly, but like putting myself in the shoes of these candidates, these coaches, like, This was the most important game in like Detroit Lion football history. And Ben Johnson is out here doing six interviews or trying to do six interviews. Aaron Glenn, same thing.
Yeah.
That would be extremely stressful, man. And then you got to go and coach in that game. So, you know, the NFL hiring process, I think, is a little ridiculous. But
so yes, if we don't Falcons hear
second interviews and they tweeted it out.
If we don't hear that they've concluded an interview with Jim Harbaugh by 3 a.m, is it just Sean Merriman keeping Harbaugh in a stall until he signs? Like just holding up by his foot, just give him like a swirly, you know, every time he doesn't sign. And just I appreciate your work, Sean.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean Merriman, shout out to him. Did you see the video he made today?
I didn't. I saw the joke that he blocked Tom Pelesco, though. That was
yeah,
funny.
Yeah. We'll certainly talk about Tom Telesco here in a minute, but for what it's worth, the last time the Chargers hired Brandon Staley, Ian Rappaport tweeted it out at 6:57 p.m. So theoretically, this like again, this is all theory. Like I know he
our
was
in poor the chat's gonna be staring at the clock for the next 37 minutes, dude.
I like we know he was in the building today. We don't know like if he is still there or if he left, but. I know that the meeting it was a longer one. So we mentioned the coaching candidate thing that Aaron Wilson tweeted out. I don't want to get into too much there regarding Greg Roman and his son, Jay Harbaugh, but several other people have pointed out that Jesse Minter and him are like kind of a package deal. So we can talk about Jesse Minter. Mm-hmm. I feel more confident in that happening than the other ones happening. I actually was watching, like, I've been watching the Michigan prospects, and so I've been watching Jesse Minter's defense. I love what Jesse Minter has done. I watched the All-22 tape of what he did against Washington and the way that he was able to fluster Michael Penix in that game. And I think it's just, this would be the Chargers getting a bit more of a cutting edge on defense and being able to kind of find that same kind of Mike McDonald defensive scheme where you're kind of blending a lot of different worlds here, because the what McDonald is doing, I think there's a misconception about this because people kind of thought that the Ravens would be doing more like Vic Fangio stuff, and they do some of that, but there's still a lot of Wink Martindale in the Mike McDonald, Jesse Minter schemes. So I think it's just this kind of perfect blend of like aggression and also like preventing the big plays. So I would be thrilled about, you know, Jesse Minter and him potentially being the defensive coordinator. The one thing I will say is that the Chargers would definitely have to do some work on the defensive tackle room, because you watch the Michigan defensive tackles, the Ravens defensive tackles, they are incredibly disruptive on a down-to-down basis. So it's been fun to watch the Jesse Minter defense. I think it'd be a fantastic higher there was a clip floating around today of him like waving bye at Ohio State after they beat them this year. So just like that, like FU attitude that Harbaugh has, Jesse Minter seems to have, and Jesse Minter would be fantastic. I'd be really, really excited about that.
Yeah, as would I. I don't know if my signal's starting to go out. It looks like it's a low Wi-Fi on my end, so apologize if it does. It really seems like Dodds and Minter and obviously Harbaugh would be like your connected three right now, and then after that seems a bit more wishy-washy, but we'll see. Someone's saying that Jesse Minter and Jay Harbaugh landed at LAX at 5:15. I don't know. Someone can tell me that if true. No, I'm all for it. And I really do think, you know, the Michigan football team has had Nico Collins, you know, be someone that's developed on their end on offense. The defense, it feels like you can cycle through more guys that have either been drafted really early or have developed or have played well. I just think what they're doing there, the idea that maybe you don't get exactly Mike McDonald, but if you get anything close to it on your defensive side, like maybe there's some adjustment period, but then like you have Jim Harbaugh as the head coach. So it's not just like this guy's walking to the NFL, which he already mentored was what, 3 years with John Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
It was at Baltimore. So it's not like he's never put, gone to the NFL, but no, that would be almost the next best thing. I think offensive coordinator is still obviously the most important next hire after Jim Harbaugh, or I guess GM, but still like the idea that you get that Ravens defense and you pair it with an offense with Herbert, gutted or not, we'll talk about the receivers in a bit. That's pretty enticing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like a real change in an attitude, in identity. And that's what we wanted. We wanted this team to be more aggressive. We wanted them to be more physical. And that's what this potential hiring could do. Real quickly before we, because I think we should talk about like our actual topic today. Thay Montgomery had this question. What do you make of the Chargers blocking Kellen Moore's interview with the Chicago Bears? It came out and then like an hour later they hired Shane Waldron or something like that. Not an hour, but It was like the next morning. But what do you make of the Chargers blocking the interview request of Kellen Moore? Because I think that is very interesting to talk about.
So I definitely didn't panic and do the thing that a lot of Chargers fans did. Like they're going to force Kellen Moore on the new staff. Now, if Jim Harbaugh picks Kellen Moore, I get it. But I'd really think it's a lateral move and they have not decided who their head coach. I mean, maybe they have, but they haven't officially signed on the dotted line who this head coach is. And so if they go with somebody else, let's just say, you don't know if you are or not, even if you'd love to get Harbaugh, it's got to happen. So you retain Kellen Moore, you retain Ryan Ficken initially. And I guess it's my fault because it now it feels like I'm being wishy-washy with Ryan Ficken. I'm like, yes, they're going to make sure he stays on the staff. And when the same thing happened to Kellen Moore, I'm like, well, it's just because it's a lateral move. So I guess I can't play it like that, but I really don't think it means a ton. I just think it means we have not picked our head coach yet. We have not picked our general manager yet. So for now, especially because it's a lateral move, we'll keep you on staff or at least block the interview requests and we'll see. So Someone also like mentioned on social media, like, oh, like they want to go to those jobs. I mean, maybe they do, but no, it's not that Kellen Moore wanted to go. It wasn't a block of like Kellen Moore specifically asking to leave. It was just a blocking of the request. Happened to the Chargers and Kevin O'Connell in 2021. Looking back on that, I'm so curious how this team would have turned out if that request was granted. But to me, it's just, hey, it's a lateral move, so we have the right to block it. So we did. It's not like there was a promotion in line and they were like, well, nope, going to block that. And that if there was a promotion for some reason and they were allowed to block it for some reason, then yes, then they're like keeping Kellen Moore. But because it's lateral, it really does not move the needle for me. It wasn't something that I panicked over.
No, definitely did not panic about it. I think, you know, the Chargers, for what it's worth, just to like throw this out there, they allowed Derek Ansley to go interview for the Giants defensive coordinator position. They did not allow Kellen Moore or Ryan Ficken to interview for other positions.
I had a question about that real quick. Yeah. So is it because Derek Ansley is technically, like, he is the defensive coordinator, but like,
yeah,
is there a wiggle room because he did not actually call plays?
He's still the coordinator. What I was gonna say is that I know that the Chargers want to keep Ryan Ficken around. The ownership group wants to make sure that they keep him around. The Kellen Moore thing to me is more about the contingency plan of maybe Harbaugh leaves. You want to be able to have a potential like Kellen Moore situation where he sticks around. I think they're slightly motivated to consider that option because, you know, of the wheel of offensive coordinators that, you know, could be around Justin Herbert. So I think there's more motivation. There's definitely more motivation to keep Ryan Ficken, slight more motivation to keep Kellen Moore. And like, I think they like Derek Ansley, but I don't want to say they don't care, but like, I don't think they're super motivated to keep him around.
He's the least, how do I even say this without sounding, he's the most replaceable. And that seems super mean, of course, but like he kind of is the most replaceable. Like you could bring in Minter and I don't think there's really a whole lot of questions asked. I do think you need to ask yourself, and even Jim Harbaugh, like, do I want to keep Kellen Moore around? Do I want the pass game that they envisioned, that he envisioned, that worked really well for the first 3 weeks before everybody got hurt? Do I want to pair that with myself, who can really work the trenches in the run game, but maybe not this new, not modern, but, you know, the 2023 passing attack sort of thing? Do I have that in me? If I don't, do I keep Kellen Moore around? Ryan Ficken, of course, like, can I replace Ryan Ficken? The answer is honestly probably no. So you definitely still have to consider those things. Derek Ansley, it's like, yeah, okay, if I bring another defensive coordinator like Minter, I'm not feeling like, oh my gosh, that coordinator left, or I just feel like there's less questions to be asked.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a scenario where I could see Harbaugh maybe being interested in keeping Kellen Moore around, but he's obviously earned the right to pick his own guy. If he wants to keep Kellen Moore around, like, by all means, like, I'm cool with it. You know, I think pairing Kellen Moore with Jim Harbaugh, maybe Greg Roman is like a run game coordinator, I think that kind of solves my main issues with the Kellen Moore offense. But it's Harbaugh's choice. If Harbaugh is the head coach, he deserves to bring in his own guy. I think he's earned that right. I just think that Kellen Moore, Jim Harbaugh philosophies don't really match up. And I think, like, the whole thing that we're looking for is alignment, right? It's tough for me to envision everybody being on the same page when Kellen Moore was Brandon Staley's choice and not Jim Harbaugh's choice. I just think that would be a little awkward.
Yeah, I agree. So I think it inevitably is if it's Harbaugh, a clean sweep.
Yeah. And on offense in particular, defense most likely the same thing.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with Jay Harbaugh. I would be very, very concerned about him replacing Ryan Ficken, but that's another topic for another day.
Yeah. And before we get into, like, hey, it's okay to have Jim Harbaugh, but replace, you know, Ryan Ficken, because we'll have a really good team otherwise. We've seen the Chargers have the number one offense and defense in the league, and their special teams was the reason that they either couldn't advance in the postseason or didn't even make the playoffs that year because the special teams was that bad. So Don't – Jay Harbaugh, I hope you do a really good job. I hope you do a really good job. The pieces are there. You had the kicker, so that's good.
Yeah.
But, we'll see.
Really bad weekend for kickers, man. Very, very grateful for one Cameron Dicker after this weekend and all the misses. So, do we want to talk about Telesco or no?
Yeah, I think enough people have asked, and we have at least one super chat about it. So,
yeah. So, again, in case you missed it, Tom Telesco hired by the Raiders as the GM. Tyler and I were talking briefly about this. I'm stunned that he was able to pull off another GM job. I think traditionally in the past that when you have a GM get fired, if he secures another GM job, it's traditionally somebody who's won a lot, has a very strong track record, has great relationships around the league, all of that stuff. Telesco certainly has good relationships and everything like that. But we're talking about a GM who has two playoff wins to his name, getting hired in the same division as the GM. This is unprecedented and, like, very well done by Tom Telesco and his agent. Congratulations to them. Obviously, I hope you do not do very well because you're the GM of the Raiders. So this is going to be really interesting. They reportedly were very concerned about having a rookie head coach and a rookie GM at the same time, which is why they kind of pivoted, because it was all like Champ Kelly, Ed Dodds, and then kind of out of nowhere it was like Tom Telesco. So it's going to be interesting to see from the outside looking in, you know, how things change in a different scenario. But at the end of the day, this feels like the equivalent of like them hiring Gus Bradley to me. Like, you know, it's too late for him to learn new tricks. Like, he is who he is. And, you know, the Raiders, I'm sure, will potentially be regretting this decision in a few years.
I don't know if it's going to last that long. To me, this kind of addition is, okay, we want a GM who's been there, done that at least. Don't need to, I'm not saying he was a great GM, but you don't need to learn the GM things. He's done this for over a decade.
Yeah.
And I think that with Pierce, I just think that this is a move where you get things going pretty quick. At the same time, you're not so invested that this is a four-year thing necessarily. Like, this could all end in a year for the Raiders. If it does not work, like, they're giving Pierce a full shot at the same time. If, I mean, let's say Vrabel misses a hire this cycle and he's waiting for a year and things don't work out for the Raiders, they go ahead and do a clean sweep and Telesco and Pierce are gone in a year if things don't work out. So to me, this is more just, hey, I think that I'd like to get a guy in place who can operate pretty quickly, who should have enough connections. Obviously, the Chargers are going to be moving on from several players or have moved on from several players. So maybe the Raiders are interested in some of those players. The Mike Williams, Devontae Adams combo is going to be interesting next year for sure. I'm excited for the Raiders to be drafting the 6'7", 4'9", 40 receiver in the second round out of, East Dakota State or something. So I just think it's more of a, hey, we're going to try to do this as fast as we can, get a GM who's done the GM things before. And if it doesn't work out, it's not like it's someone like Dodds where we feel like we are set for the net. We're going to try to make this work for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, et cetera. I think it's one they're just like, whew, move on if needed.
Yeah, it's just a weird, it's a weird thing for me. Like, I think Tom Telesco was an average to maybe above average GM, depending on the year. I think there's enough there where he's not going to be like a train wreck. Like that's, I think that is, people are saying like, this is hilarious. And like, it's surprise, but like people are trying to dunk on Tom Telesco today. And I think he's a fine GM, but it's just like, I don't know. Like Tom Telesco and Tony Pierce have completely different personalities. Like, I do not think that this is a relationship that could work like realistically. I don't know. It's just a weird vibe for me. I had a bunch of Raiders, like other content creators, like messaging me today, like, hey, what's going on here? People asking about like how involved is the Spanos family? What's to blame with Tom Telesco? It's just like, I mean, the draft record is what it is. Like, there are obviously some star players that he drafted, but day three was kind of a disaster. Free agency is kind of a disaster, mixed in with Corey Linsley and Casey Hayward. So it's going to be interesting. Alex made a joke about Austin Eckler being a future Raider. Josh Jacobs is a free agent there too. So, hopefully if he does choose Austin Eckler, there's a nice contract there and we can get a nice compensatory pick out of it as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, Telesco does like to go the veteran route and overpay a little bit to try to make it work. I'm very curious to see what he ends up doing. I'm curious how many patterns remain the same. Can we bait him into trading up for a linebacker in the second round? Because he'll do it.
Yeah.
Jeremiah
Trotter, come on down. You're a Raider, baby.
Exactly. Yeah. Trotter's the junior, right?
Yeah.
A little bit undersized.
Yeah. So, spoiler, I don't know if people saw this or not, but we're having Trevor Sikkema on the show for the Chargers channel tomorrow. Trevor likes Jeremiah Trotter, and I had to hold my tongue a little bit.
Oh, I'm no. Not a fan. Oh, no. I didn't know that.
If Thomas Martinez is in the chat, me and him have messaged quite a bit about the struggles of the linebacker class this year. I honestly think it might be worse than last year's. Like, it's a tough group.
Jeez.
The one guy I really, really liked has like three torn ACLs to his name and a shoulder surgery. And that's Peyton Wilson. For those who don't know, it's a rough, rough linebacker class.
Honestly, I guess then if it works out, the Telesco parting gift of Deion Henley, if it works out, ramping him up into this year as a second year player to be a starter. I don't know. That'd be nice. Anyway, with Telesco, I honestly feel like if Staley were his first head coach, I genuinely could see him having stayed on for a second, but it wasn't. It was his third. And I think Telesco improved as we got through the Staley era, but you're in year 12. Like you show what you got, and it was two playoff wins.
Yeah. Yeah. So if he changes his stripes, more power to him. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Obviously, from a Chargers standpoint, this means that Ed Dodds is available to be hired. If that is the Chargers' choice, then I'm super excited about it. If Ian Cunningham is the choice, I'm super excited about it. Adam Peters was kind of the consensus number one. But now that the Raiders have, made their choice, Tom Telesco, the Chargers get their choice from the second and third GM candidates. So it's a great spot to be in. Jim Harbaugh, I'm sure, would have a lot of say if that is the choice. But the GM, people have asked me about the GM kind of timeline. I think it would be like a couple days after Jim Harbaugh if Jim Harbaugh is the choice, because you have to do all of this contract negotiation again with a different person. And theoretically, you could be having these conversations with the agents and things like that. But you have to be able to take some time after hiring Jim Harbaugh potentially to also go hire the GM candidate. So it's not just something that can, you know, they announce Harbaugh, they announce Dodds like same day or the next day. Like it is like, I think a bit more of a process after that.
Yeah, I agree. Is there new news about Greg Roman or is this?
No, same. It's the same thing. I think until like there's been one person to talk about Greg Roman. I think we need more information before we can talk about that. Well, I am not a fan. I will say that.
I mean, when you lose a coordinator and then you have a first year coordinator in Monken and you see the complete difference in that offense, even just in year one of that offense with what the Ravens are doing, there's a clear gap, right? There's a clear difference and a tier difference. And I'd have to see who else comes together on the staff.
This Raiders fan is still in the chat after saying "see you guys later" like 17 times. It's like, dude, why are you watching a Chargers show? Why do people do this? I will never understand. But yeah, we'll have some Greg Roman takes later. I don't really want to dive too much into that right now.
Yes, we will.
Okay, we'll get to some of these super chats really quickly. But first of all, we have to tell you guys about Prize Picks. We partner with the show, or not with the show, excuse me, with Prize Picks all season long, and that partnership goes all the way through the Super Bowl. We had a great weekend of picks, and that continues for the AFC and NFC championships. I believe they will be doing Super Bowl specials. I cannot confirm that, but I would imagine they have several different choices going on during Super Bowl week. So it really does help support the show if you guys go use the link, prizepicks.com/guilty, code guilty at checkout. It's a great way to earn some money yourself as well as support the show. So hopefully you guys have taken advantage of it. If you haven't yet, please go and do so. I know Tyler's had a great time with Prize Pick as well as the rest of the Shroom family as well.
Oh yeah, tons of fun. Love using Prize Picks. And it's kind of fun when they got the whole playoff stuff going on and you're not talking about the AFC championship, the NFC championship, and then the Super Bowl. Like, you know, it's already fun as is. Why not make it more fun? And maybe the Chargers can't win, but you can win. So go out there, go to Prize Picks, get that $100 first deposit, and yeah, have some fun. It is honestly, truly, genuinely fun. You can start with as low as $5 to bid, I believe, $5 or $10. Like, it doesn't need to be your entire life savings, nor should it be. But if you want to go with a nice little low start, just kind of dip your toes in, use that code, have some fun.
Yeah, 100%. We also encourage you guys to go make Little Caesars, the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, part of your NFL game day experience. You can order online during the pizza pregame all day on NFL game days and even on Pro Bowl Sunday and get ready for some football and fun. Make sure to choose your favorite Little Caesars pizza or pick it the toppings you crave. Either way, you win. And speaking of winning, everyone scores with convenient delivery or our in-store pizza portal pickup. So grab some friends and enjoy a few slices during the game on Sunday, even the Pro Bowl. All right, Tyler, let's get to some of these super chats real quick. Robert.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Roberto Castiglione dropped a couple. He says, I'm going insane, guys. Hire Jim. Up until like Sunday night, I feel like I was fine. And then after that, I'm like, okay, like, let's get this hiring process over. Like, let's do this. Me and Tyler are messaging back and forth about like emergency pods and everything like that. It's exciting, but definitely stressful. I totally can understand the anxiety that goes on with hiring a coach. So hopefully you guys are able to get some sleep and things like that. You know, take a walk, work out, whatever it is to get your mind off of things. But I can understand and appreciate the stress that comes with a coaching hire.
Big stress is recording a draft-specific podcast for the Chargers channel that drops on a Wednesday with Trevor Sikkema. And then like 8 minutes after we're done recording, it's like, everything's happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
So thankfully, like, nothing has happened yet. So if our video drops tomorrow on the Chargers channel, then hey, maybe it's got at least a few hours of being relevant and something to discuss and talk about. But yeah, that was stressful. As soon as we ended and the whole social media thing was like, it's Harbaugh, he's meeting them tomorrow and he's bringing his wife and his bank account and his lawyer, it's like, oh no. So yeah, I that was very stressful. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, please go watch the show tomorrow. It's a great one. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. Next one here from Cody Shields: is Pete a smokescreen, or is there a chance LA pursues him now that he's announced he wants the job? Or do y'all still think it, 90% is Jim, just a matter of when? For those who missed it, Snoop Dogg said that Pete Carroll wants the Chargers job. And then also Mike Florio said that Pete Carroll wants the Chargers job. There has been no interview. There has been no request that I know. Technically speaking, he is still an employee of the Seattle Seahawks. So if the Chargers wanted to interview him, they would have to submit a formal request to interview him. So to me, this is just kind of like a friend saying like, hey, Pete's a great coach. Like, he should coach the Chargers. I don't know. I don't put too much into that one, honestly.
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, Florio saying something, you're like, okay. But if it was just Snoop Dogg and Kaplan, it'd probably just sweep it under the rug. Florio saying something, okay. But yeah, even if he did, which is like, cool, I would get it. It's very late. It's very late, you know, and I think the Chargers would have added him or interviewed him earlier in this process. We're now at the finish line of this, even if it's not Harbaugh. Like, we do feel like we're at the finish line here and just jumping in all of a sudden. And there's an argument that, whoa, this, you know, Los Angeles would rally around Pete Carroll and everything that he's done. I think that's true. At the same time, would Chargers fans at this point, with how far it seems to have gotten with Harbaugh, would they rally around that hire? And honestly, how many Chargers fans that are currently Chargers fans were also Pete Carroll USC fans? Like, right. What is the Venn diagram there? How much is USC of back then? Not that it's super long ago, but it was a while ago. How much is that still relevant today?
I would take a guess that most people who were like avid Pete Carroll USC fans are Raiders fans or Cowboys fans.
Yeah, Cowboys fans, fuck them.
Like, I don't know how much of LA is available, like, of like people who are Pete Carroll fans. I feel like largely have an NFL team, like, already.
Spoken. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think it would. Yeah, yeah.
There's been like a natural kind of like Northern LA is the Rams and Southern LA is the Chargers. And obviously USC is Northern LA. So, like, I don't know. I don't know how much that really would move the needle. I think it would certainly like add some excitement about the team and like same kind of thing. Like you have to pay for Pete Carroll. So I think like you wouldn't just, I think there are certain aspects of what Harbaugh gives you in terms of hiring him, Pete Carroll also would give you, but I don't think it would generate the same kind of excitement in the city that hiring Jim Harbaugh would.
I'm now finding out that Jim Harbaugh was on an episode of Judge Judy.
Was he really?
Yes.
He was on some, he was on some other show too, where he was like playing like a cornhole type kind of game thing. I don't know if you've seen this clip. But he like loses in cornhole and he gets pissed like on this show. Somebody definitely has seen this clip, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But that one I saw a lot coming out.
Yeah, let's do Justin Herbert versus Jim Harbaugh and cornhole. They'll be punching each other by the end of that one. Just two competitive guys.
Yeah. Cody with another one. He says trade back with Atlanta pick swap and Terrell. Bowers at 8. I think you could certainly see a trade back with Atlanta. But AJ Terrell is one of the best cornerbacks in the league. There's no reason for the Falcons to trade him. Also depends who the Falcons are hiring. You know, does that coach want a veteran quarterback or do they want a draft quarterback? Is there a quarterback that you trade up for? Because the Falcons really don't necessarily have like any extreme pressing needs outside of quarterback. And if Jaden Daniels is on the board, that could be a situation where you trade down with them, but
yeah.
AJ Terrell 100% is not available via trade.
Yeah, you just take the pick, whatever it is. At that point, a third maybe or something like that. It wouldn't be a second unless they're in some sort of bidding war, but I'd be totally fine with that. You want Daniels, Chargers take the best remaining offensive player, whether it's tackle, Bowers, or receiver. I'm cool with that.
Michael DeFries, thanks for keeping us grounded while we lose our minds this week. You might have to stay online and take counseling calls, Steven, if Harbaugh bails. Listen, I'm happy to support your guys' mental health. I know Tyler's mom also could support your guys' mental health, so happy to do so. It's been like I'm trying to like be unemotional, but I totally understand why people are freaking out after everything that has gone on, but some of it definitely has been a little out there. Like, you know, I tweeted out that they were doing the 4 to 6 interviews and everybody's like, what the fuck is going on? It's been funny, honestly, to see how impassioned everybody is about Harbaugh. And I totally get it.
Dude, people are so passionate that I genuinely am rooting for like Dan Quinn sometimes just to see Chargers social media.
Very small part of the times, right?
A very small part, and it's purely just for chaos. It's at this point, it's just for chaos. That's all I'd be rooting for. It's been quite a bit. I mean, we have, you know, Charlie, God bless him, doing like airline, you know, tracking and FBI stuff, you know, that sort of thing. So, yeah,
like people were driving at the facility today to see if they could see Harbaugh like walking around and stuff like that. I love it. It's been so fun to see.
Yeah, It is a ton of fun. I've tried to stay out of it. I think I said yesterday was really the first day I kind of sat forward on this whole thing and went, okay, let's talk emergency podcasts. Let's like, we've made a thumbnail at this point for this hire. We're just waiting. Honestly, here's when it's likely going to happen. Tomorrow between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock, because that's when I've signed myself up for after school help with students, which is totally cool. Happy to do that. But now that I've kept myself specifically busy from 3 to 4 PST, that's when it'll happen for sure.
Yeah. I, we were messaging about it because we're, you know, we arranged the discussions with Trevor Sikkema, and, you know, we had to do it yesterday. And we like set it up, and then I was like, oh shit, like what if they hire a head coach like right after we finish recording with him? so it definitely, like every single time I like step away from my phone, I'm like, oh, they're gonna hire him. Like, you know, I got home today, I did a Peloton ride, and I was like, they're gonna hire him while I'm doing this damn ride. And like the entire ride I was like checking my watch to see if any notification had come on, and that part is stressing me out. Like as a content creator, I'm like, okay, like let's get this done so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
But also do it in like a timely manner for us, because as you pointed out, like we really made a big push towards YouTube, and like our first big YouTube show was right after Brandon Staley had hired, and that kind of like helped us, you know, launch the channel. So I'm stressed about the timing of it for sure. And I don't know if I'm stressed about the actual hire yet. For me, it's more so about like, let's be able to react to the news in a timely manner, because I do think that this hiring is essentially done.
I'm not saying I know anything here. This is nothing confirmed because I'm not even in charge of this. We're not in charge of this. If our Chargers episode doesn't air tomorrow at 10 a.m., they might be moving it for a particular reason. So we'll see. That's no information on my end. I have no idea. I'm not in charge. It has aired at 5 before. But I'm just saying, if they move our draft content episode and it's not there at 10 a.m. tomorrow, which I do not know either way what's going to happen, I would just be like, huh, interesting.
Yeah. So set those notifications for the Chargers channel tomorrow is what Tyler is saying. It's been a stressful thing for sure. We're going to have to change the title to this show because I don't know if we're going to dive into the actual topic very much, but you know, it is what it is. Last super chat here, we have another one from Miss Andrea Shun as well. So shout out to the Shuns. Your dad wants to know how many years before Harbaugh turns the team into a serious contender. What are your thoughts there, Tyler?
Slightly depends on what happens in free agency, but I think 2025, if we're saying Super Bowl contender, then like 25, 26, maybe even 26, honestly, depends how much they're going to gut this team. I really think if it's Harbaugh, we're not going to love 2024, and people will write all their articles about 2024 and like, oh, Harbaugh, they're not winning a Super Bowl in year one. Like, what an overpay. I think 2024 is a let's gut this team. And, you know, we got some key pieces, but otherwise it's a completely new franchise, honestly. I mean, right down to the new practice facility. So I think that like 2025 is when you start feeling like a contender. And frankly, I wouldn't pick them to win the division next year if they hired Harbaugh. It's still the Chiefs until proven otherwise. The Ravens are still good. Obviously, the rest of the AFC should not lose all of their quarterbacks next year. So. Yeah, I'll say 2025 would be the earliest.
The Chiefs thing is so discouraging, man. It really is so discouraging. Their offense was so average this whole season, and they're still playing in the AFC Championship game. It's so frustrating. I was so rooting for the Buffalo Bills to win that game, and when I saw Khalil Shakir get open in the end zone, I was like, this is it. This is the Bills moment. And then the kicker missed the field goal, and... Oh, man. Apparently, Josina Anderson tweeted something.
Josina tweet. I'm told Jim Harbaugh was still meeting with the Chargers, at least as of late afternoon Pacific time, early evening Eastern time today, per source. It would be a nice touch to also take Harbaugh slash a prospect to dinner while they're in person. Just my thought, though. There's a Capital Grill or Mastro's in the area as an example with shades. Did that help a single person after I just read that? I don't think it did. Harbaugh was still also shout out David for getting the retweet.
Yeah. So Harbaugh was still in the building at least as of late afternoon Pacific time, early evening Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she initially tweeted that discussions were ongoing at 1 p.m.
Hmm.
So what is late afternoon? Like you're talking probably like 4:35.
Sure. It would be a nice touch to also take Harbaugh slash a prospect to dinner while they're in person. Just my thought, though. Is that a... Are they meeting at the... In Costa Mesa?
Yeah, Costa Mesa. Yeah. The new facility's not ready yet, so they're still in Costa Mesa right now.
Yeah. Well, then the Capital Grill is the one at South Coast Plaza. Mastro's is the one that they've already gone to.
Who's Sal Guerrero?
Who?
Ike Boy said the mobility tweet and the Sal Guerrero tweet. I don't know who Sal Guerrero is.
No idea.
So they could be eating dinner tonight is basically what I'm.
Yeah. Gathering. And taking a prospect out. They're taking Latu to dinner.
Yeah. I mean, that would be an easy pull. But yes. So to get back to your dad's question here, I think, you know, we'll see exactly like who is going to be off the roster, but like they don't have, like they cannot keep the big four. Like maybe you keep Keenan. Maybe you keep Khalil, but at least two of them are gone. Corey Linsley is gone. I assume Eric Kendricks is gone. Sebastian Joseph Day is already gone. Jesse Jackson's already gone. The defense is going to be gutted for next year. And granted, you'll get a better defensive coordinator, better play caller in Jesse Minter, but the defense is going to be gutted next year. And I think that we've seen, you know, these, you know, a high-end coach can do so much for you. But in terms of being a Super Bowl contender, like that's 2025 at minimum. I think anybody expecting like division win, like division champs next year, you know, over 10 wins, I think is already setting themselves up for disappointment. If that happens, awesome. We'll be here to celebrate with you guys. But the roster is going to be in not brutal shape because you still have some foundational pieces here. But it's going to be tough for them to like really be like a true contender until next offseason when they have more money, more draft picks potentially. So it's a 2025 thing in terms of like true contendership, in my opinion.
Yeah. I guess we are at 10,000 subscribers.
Hey!
Yes, it does say that on YouTube. I'm sure someone will unsubscribe for the yokes because that it feels customary to then ruin our happiness with a good like 9,999. But no, seriously, I appreciate the 10,000. As we talked about, Brandon Staley was like our first, that hire was the first. And I think that we didn't post it. Did we either post it about Staley or no, we had planned it with Ryan already to make that video. And it just so happened the day that we planned on recording that video about Staley, he was hired.
Yeah.
That's pretty good timing. Oh, is it 657 yet? It's 657, guys.
It is 657, exactly.
This is it, folks.
But yeah, so we did, the Chargers were doing second interviews with everybody. And so we were planning to do, like, we were going to have other content creators on the show to help us cover those candidates. And Ryan was the first one who we had on because of, you know, his time covering the Rams and everything like that. And like an hour before we hopped on, they hired Brandon Staley, and it just kind of turned into reaction stuff with him. So it was really cool. It was a cool moment. Appreciate Ryan Dyward. Obviously, I used to work with LAFB. Wish him nothing but the best. I don't know if he's watching or anybody from LAFB is watching, but appreciate Ryan for his time. And that really kind of helped us get started because we were the first ones talking about the news because we were already planning to go live. So it's been a journey, obviously. We are going to do a giveaway related to the number 10, obviously that Justin Herbert. So stay tuned for that. I will not be posting it on Twitter because every time I post a giveaway on Twitter, there's 37 million bots that jump out of nowhere and pretend to be the Guilty as Charged podcast. So that will be posted probably on YouTube or Instagram, probably both there. So we appreciate you guys. 10,000 is way more than I ever thought that we would have when we first started this thing 4 years ago. So appreciate you guys sincerely. The support has been awesome to see. The community has been awesome to see. This year we did the Discord for the first time. Discord has been going great. We appreciate everybody in there. If you're not there, we encourage you to jump in. But 10,000 subscribers, man, it's been a goal of ours for a little bit here, and it's kind of surreal to see that this is finally happening for us.
Yeah, we weren't even sure we'd do YouTube. We just talked into our Audacity, and we would post on Buzzsprout, I think.
Buzzsprout,
we were like, should we take this like mattress deal and see if we can get like, you know, like Purple Mattress or whatever it is. So yeah, it's honestly, and I think this is, you know, Hallowed Jake says, thanks for sticking us with us through the ups and downs. Likewise, last year was not fun. We started with the Lynn era final year, which is also the start of the Herbert era. So that was fun. But hasn't been an exciting group of years for sure. A lot of good offseason excitement, but then, you know, week one hits and things kind of change. So yeah, no, thank you guys for sticking here with us. We are looking forward to better days ahead for the Chargers, if it is Jim Harbaugh, and really if it's Vrabel, Ben Johnson, like I do think better times are ahead, and should be fun.
Yeah, I've said this before, but 2018 was the first time I started covering the Chargers through Bolt Beat, and I was really spoiled that year because the team was awesome. It was so much fun to cover that team. There were parts of last year that were fun. I mean, they made the playoffs. Like, there were parts of last year that were fun, but it's been a minute since we got to cover like a true contender. 2021, I thought like 100% was going to be a playoff team, and then the stupid Texans game happened. Yeah, one day we'll cover like a true contender Chargers team. Like I've become pretty good friends with a content creator who covers the Lions, and that's part of the reason why like I've been rooting for them. Ooh. What an experience, man! Like he used to be a season ticket holder, and then he just got so sick of like the disappointment, so he stopped being a season ticket holder. Picked it back up when Dan Campbell was hired, and you know, it's just been like I've been living vicariously through him during this whole Lions run. And like he posted a video of him and his son like crying at the Lions game this past weekend. So one day that'll be us. One day Tyler and I will be sitting at a playoff game that the Chargers will win. And that'll be a cool experience. We almost got to the week 18 thing was so close when we were in Las Vegas. That would have been an epic experience if they had managed to win that game. But it was still really fun. But one day we'll get to sit and watch a playoff game together that the Chargers will win, and it'll be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to just be 95 years old and be bugging
not 95
you with the game, just like me, like Steven. He's gonna do it. Philip Rivers the third. He's over there.
Philip Rivers the third.
I don't know if that math even checks out, but you know, like yeah, you're gonna do it. 4th and 29. They're not gonna convert this time.
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, hopefully we're not 95. I don't want to be like that one Lions fan that CBS interviewed who was like literally 95.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, yeah, I think my grandpa was 80 something when the Eagles finally won their Super Bowl. So, yeah. Thank you, Jorge. That is my it's my SpongeBob impression.
That was good.
We're going to be on strike for a long time. Yeah, Squidward. That one. I've made like multiple SpongeBob references the past week. No wonder we don't have 100,000 subscribers. Yeah. God darn it. Marley McCree the fourth.
Oh, man. Milwaukee Bucks. What are you doing? Anyways. But yeah, man, that was a good one. SpongeBob. We love a good SpongeBob moment. Tyler is the GAC meme ambassador, 100%. Tyler is way more creative than I am about that stuff. So definitely the ambassador there.
I got to keep it so cordial. You know, I feel like we just, you know, we try to keep it really like, you know, cordial and, you know, professional if we can. If this season goes awful or it goes really great, I'm going to move in that direction of just we're just going to let it loose. Just going to let it loose. Going to let it all loose. Have some fun. I guess I'm going to dress up as an old guy now and give my takes of the game. Oh, old man Jenkins. Yeah.
The Mulan comparison. What was the Mulan comparison?
The Mulan comparison is still top three. I don't remember the Mulan comparison. That must be an oldie. that must be one from a while back. I mean, I remember some other ones. I remember, Sex Eyes.
The Sex Eyes was a funny one. That was Alex, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. Jared Cuck. Mostly just Alex saying something that made us laugh. Oh, me and Alex. Yeah, the three of us were the three soldiers from Mulan.
Okay.
Yeah, Chin Po, he was Ling. Yeah, and I'm Yao.
There you go.
There you go. I think our podcast listeners are in hell right now.
This is essentially just us trying. Oh my gosh, that was funny. The Sex Eyes from Alex was about Justin Fields, I believe, and Kyle Shanahan, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if Alex is in here. I doubt it. The Bike Thief also was a hilarious one.
I stand by that. I have principles, guys. I'm a firstborn child. I have principles. I'm a goody-goody. My parents are still in here. Ask. I am such a goody-goody. You steal a bike? The only way you can make it in the NFL is being drafted by the Packers. So good job, Packers, for getting Rasheed Walker.
Yeah. The bike thief one, for those who missed it, was a draft thing about Rasheed Walker. And now, like, in our group chat, every time we hear about, like, something that a prospect is doing, we're like, where does this rank on the bike thief scale?
I had to bring it up, you know. It could have been something. He did drop a bit, so I don't think I was too far off. The Chargers avoided him. Not avoided, but they didn't draft him, so there's that.
Oh, man. We've gotten some more super chats. Somehow there are still 600 of you in here. I think we're all just waiting for
the at this point. Yeah, we're not going to go to sleep. This is our very first 84-hour live stream. Let's do this.
Justin, a.k.a. So Light. I think they are definitely talking coaching staff, GM staff. I think this is all about the details, for sure. Josh Alberson, now that Harbaugh is going to be hired, I'll end up listening to every GAC podcast since I think
we hey, Josh. Him. I haven't seen Josh in a bit. How's it going, Josh? I feel like it's been a minute since we've had him. I don't know how often he's in here. As Josh, no less. Can you tell Dean Thanos cruises are great?
I don't know if that's an inside joke that I'm missing. I objectively do not like cruises. I'm throwing that out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not my favorite.
I love like the spontaneity sort of thing.
So
now we have time to talk about Keenan and Mike Williams since we have an 84-hour stream coming up.
Yeah. But appreciate Josh. He was one of our first Patreon supporters when we first started. So appreciate him for sure. Oh, man. Someone said no sleep till Harbaugh.
Nah, I get you.
Yeah. Oh, we got a new member just now. Nice. Cool.
That's all it takes is a Yao impression? All right, guys. Let me know what I got to do.
Yeah. So, obviously, we're going to talk about Mike Williams and Keenan Allen on another episode.
For the worst.
We've had a lot to talk about tonight. You know, we've just been waiting for
One thing to talk about for 64 minutes.
Yeah.
And it didn't even happen.
No, watch. Like we're gonna hop off here, and then like 20 minutes later, the news is gonna break. Watch.
Okay, we've got a Jerry Maguire reference in here. You had me at Harbaugh, I guess. It's a stretch, but I respect the effort.
Yeah.
The false advertising the title. Yeah, that's fair. Although it was the second part. Harbathon. We can't go to sleep now. We'll have Philip Rivers' son when we win the Super Bowl. Gunner is a...
He just finished his freshman season, yeah. So he'll be draft eligible in 6 years.
Okay. Technically,
at the earliest.
Yeah, sure.
Hopefully he stays in school. Does the COVID year.
Oh yeah. Man.
Did you see that Miami tight end who's going to be in college for like the ninth year this year?
Can you really talk being from Utah, dude? Aren't you guys in school for like forever?
I mean, yeah, because we do 2-year missions and things like that. I mean, Cam Rising, this is going to be his seventh season, but for a very different reason.
Cam Rising's been the quarterback since like I don't know. 7 years, like you said, 7 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, his first season he got to Utah in 2019, but he was the NCAA did not rule him eligible, so he didn't play that year. And then he started 2020, lasted 7 snaps against USC, and then Marlon Tuipulotu landed on his shoulder, and he. I forget the specific injury, but he had to get shoulder surgery.
Mm.
That was obviously during the COVID season. And then he played 2021, played 2022, did not play this year, and then next year will be his seventh year in college because he started at Texas.
Hey man, so. Go get your. Does Utah got a big like NIL thing going on?
Yes, actually they yeah. do. Yeah. For him, at least they do.
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's probably it for tonight. Again, watch this news break like right after we get on. So I can't believe we had 600 people in here for this episode without any news or anything like that and a wrong title. So we appreciate you guys. if the Chargers hire Jim Harbaugh tomorrow, we will hop on again tomorrow. If not, we will be here on Thursday to talk about whatever is happening on Thursday. So that's the news. So we have, like Tyler said, an emergency podcast ready to rock, the thumbnail and everything. So if it happens tomorrow, we will be here. If it happens tonight, we will not be here. I don't think we'll hop back on tonight. I got some stuff.
Oh, I'll be here. Y'all will be here.
So yeah, we'll be here tomorrow night if the Chargers do make the hire. If not, we'll see you guys on Thursday. All right, 600 people in here for this show. I still can't believe it. Appreciate you guys so much. 10,000 is unreal. Yeah, we'll see you later. Hope you guys have a great rest of your night. As always, Bolt up.
Bye bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.